discover the power of positivity, identify your gifts, then plan and execute your passion, and ultimately thrive exponentially in life, and most importantly in business, on Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment should put me in greater than, greater than.
You're listening to the world premiere of another Sudden Eye Impact creation called The Sophomore Project, The Experience, Volume 1. Breakthroughs are created by violating logic, and meditation means to become familiar with. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. We have about 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day, and we're conscious of only about 5% of those thoughts. And 90% of our thoughts are the same thoughts from the previous day. So your life is not going to change much. The same thought leads to the same choice. The same choice leads to the same behavior. The same behavior creates the same experiences. The same experiences create the same emotion. And the act of becoming conscious of this process and becoming more aware of how you think, how you feel, and how you act is called metacognition. The body is your unconscious mind. It's programmed from the past. The brain is a record of the past. And if you're not creating your future, it is only because you believe more in your past. Become present. Be present to engage the condition as the program emerges. Be willing to be uncomfortable for a short period of time because your environment has been controlling you. You will have to become greater than your environment. Your brain is organized to reflect everything you know in your life. Your brain is the reflection of your external environment. It's an artifact of all the things you have learned and experienced to date. Feelings and emotions are the end product of past experiences. And if you are feeling the same way every single day, it means two things. One, nothing new is happening in your life. And if these emotions are driving certain thoughts and those thoughts are creating the same exact emotions, and your thinking is equal to your emotional state, the number two thing it means you are continually thinking in your past. If you truly believe your thoughts have something to do with your reality, as long as you are thinking equally to your familiar emotions, you keep reaffirming your same past experiences over and over again. But when you combine a clear intention with an elevated emotion, the freedom, the joy, the inspiration, the genuine love, the gratitude from that experience, the very moment you do that, your body as the unconscious mind begins to believe it's living in that future reality in the present moment. Now you are moving into a new state of being, into a new personality. And a new personality creates a new personal reality. How you and how you feel broadcasts an electromagnetic signature that influences every single atom in your life. The thought seed sends the signal out, and the feeling draws the experience back. The thoughts that you think are like the electrical charge in the quantum field. The feelings you emote are like the magnetic charge in the quantum field. Become conscious of the emotions keeping you stuck or anchored to the past. To change your emotional state means to begin to change your state of energy. Everything is energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. The average person has between 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. Now, my first question I'm required to ask an individual, and statistics clearly indicate this, that we are conscious of only 5% of those thoughts. So let's use the lower number, 60,000 thoughts. Let's say we have 60,000 thoughts per day. That would mean that we're conscious of 3,000 thoughts per day. And I'm at liberty to ask each individual, what goal, what target, what assignment are you focusing these 3,000 thoughts on, or these 3,000 employees on, to better your life, to cause growth, to cause more fulfillment, to cause more health, to cause more joy, to cause more peace, to cause more happiness, to cause more income, to cause a better career, or maybe to start your own business? And then I have an even better question. What about the other 57,000 thoughts that you are not conscious of, that are running on autopilot, doing whatever they have always done with no deviation? What are you thinking within yourself to bring these automatic thoughts into captivity with a system of checks and balances so you can get on a path or process to thought transformation, which will ultimately lead to your entire life transforming if you have the tenacity to challenge every single thought, the tenacity to change and challenge every single belief, to determine, is this my belief? Is this my mom's belief? Is this my dad's belief? Is this my brother or sister's belief? Is this a perfect stranger's belief? Is this my counselor's belief? Is this my teacher's belief? Take ownership and make decisions on what you allow to dwell in your brilliant mind. Now I want to give you a short lesson in neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity has leveled the playing field for all that will begin to understand neuroplasticity. The hard rewiring of the brain, basically changing your mental programming from concepts, precepts, patterns, habits, and behaviors that no longer serve you to concepts, precepts, patterns, habits, and behaviors that do serve you. Let's dive into this process. I'm going to bypass your amygdala, which means fight, flight, or freeze, do nothing, and your thalamus. And I'm going to bring a heightened awareness or attention to your frontal lobe, your cerebral cortex, your neocortex, your cerebellum, and your reticular activating system. And let me tell you two things. Your mind believes your voice more than anyone else's. And it's sort of like an aha moment when you hear yourself recorded. It sounds funny or weird, but it is not. And that's why many do not persist in affirmations. They get caught up on the sound and talk themselves out of potential greatness, concerning themselves with what another thinks or how another feels. Back off the tangent, my apologies. I require everyone to listen and get in the mood, into the attitude of gratitude, by giving thanks silently or aloud for anything that you sincerely give thanks for or that you're grateful for. Why are we doing this? So we can release the proper substance and sustenance called neurotransmitters, endorphins, and hormones, such as oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and anandamide. You may be asking, what will this do for me? It will put you in one of these states: a calm, tranquil state, a happy state, a joyful state, or a blissful state, and a place, space, or state of grace where you can obtain heart and brain coercion, where both your heart and brilliant mind are open and deeply receptive for you to receive exact knowledge, in-depth knowledge, and specialized knowledge at your core that now belongs to you, and you can draw upon its knowledge and begin to apply in any area of your life to initiate the process called transformation and awakening. And once this happens, you will never be the same. Your awareness has changed. Your consciousness has shifted and has been elevated. Your belief system has been transformed. Your thought impulses and your thinking patterns have been renewed, fresh and anew. A new man has emerged, your higher self, the infinite, unlimited you. You have been manifested right here, right now, with absolutely no limits, no boundaries, and no restrictions. You finally see the immortal truth that you are far more than your body and the name your family or other people have called you. For you are God with a little g. You operate to a measure exactly how your father operates. The only difference is your power has not yet been turned all the way up, only because your belief is still growing and you haven't fully matured to the maximum. And you are engaged and an active participant. You're live on another Sudden Eye Impact creation called The Sophomore Project, The Experience, Volume 1. The show deals with self-image, the subconscious mind, consciousness, and material phenomena. We're going into the topic of self-image. What is self-image? What's its relevance? Why is it important? Let's deep dive into this. Self-image is primarily the way that you see yourself. Why is this important? This is important because you'll never be able to outperform your self-image. Your self-image will determine where you live, how you live, how long you live, how you dress, what you drive, where you work, and all your relationships within this three-dimensional world. Now, what is self-image? It's four-dimensional. There's the way others see you. There's the way you see you. There's the way your loyal self sees you. And there's the way your higher self sees you. Four different things. The way others see you. The way you see you. The way your loyal self sees you. The way your higher self sees you. Which one is more important? Or which one is most important? The way you see you. I just explained that this will determine everything. Every result, every outcome of your life in each key area. Time management, relationships, career, health, and finances. Your self-image determines all of that. It's sort of like a one-stop shop. It's controlling everything. There is an outer self-image, and there is a hidden inner self-image, which is most important, that regulates everything in your life. This is the one thing that is controlling everything. You can liken it to a steering wheel in a car, the rudder on the ship, the bit in the horse's mouth, the tongue in the human mouth. This inner self determines your concept of yourself, your confidence level, your certainty level, how you dress, how you conduct and carry yourself, your level of self-esteem, your level of belief in yourself, your level of faith, and whether or not you will express your faith or not. The self-image determines the type of job you pursue and have and how much money you will earn and receive. The inner self-image that is hidden is controlling a lot, and although it is hidden, it is also revealed. The self-image can also be compared to the gas or accelerator in a car and the brakes when you have not become the observer to locate the inner self-image and begin to build a more improved and expanded version of this. It slows you down to the stuck point or area where it appears there is a standstill. Nothing is working in your favor or on your behalf. The opposite is also true. If you locate it and understand it and have the self-image framed in the proper context, it will accelerate your life, obliterating any obstacle in your life, almost similar to a superpower. You will understand the difference in your energy, your walk, and how others perceive and treat you. They won't quite know what the it factor is, but they will know that there is something clearly different about you. This inner self-image is a critical component with all areas of success, from the category of health to the category of time to the category of career to the category of relationship to the category of finances. With this secret weapon, it is not recognized. This supports the reason of two in-depth issues. One, why individuals miss the mark in each of these five key categories of life. And something ties into this very, very closely in paradigms or conditioning. If we were to identify an individual's one particular habit and ask them, why are they doing that? They will tell you, I don't know. If you were to continue to converse with them and say, you are more intelligent than that, and you're better than that, why would you do a thing like that as an adult? The response will still be the same. I do not know. Here is why the individual is not aware of the hidden self-image. And they have been conditioned not to see or perceive the habit and behavior until it is brought up close right in front of their face. They will not be able to correct the behavior. Without these two issues, the inner self-image and paradigm being altered is virtually impossible for the individual to begin to move forward to improve their life. And their life will mostly stay the same. The individual must become enlightened about the inner hidden self-image and begin to learn about conditioning from the ancestral lineage, their parents, environment, and habitual thought patterns daily before they will be able to course correct and begin to see and feel progress in any area of their life. The inner hidden self-image will be the catalyst for a turnaround. When you become conscious, become aware, and begin to practice mindfulness consistently, you will be in tune with your inner self-image. You're live on the Sophomore Project, The Experience. Volume 1, another Sutton Eye Impact creation with your host, Lee. Our mind is full of paradigms and conditioning that will talk us out of the best decisions and desires of our own life if we let them. We must use our will to hold the vision of what we desire, what we require, and become stronger than the paradigm, the conditioning, and the old story. Now, this show is about self-image, the subconscious mind, and material phenomena. And what I aim to do with this 10-volume series is show you how all three of these things are interconnected and interwoven and intertwined. A belief is the root. What is happening to cause these things to happen? A belief or root supplies or produces a certain thought, and that thought is like a seed, and the fruit from the thought seed is expressed. Find the belief or thought which supplied the feeling, emotion, then thought or cause, then you can change the effect, the unwanted circumstance, the unwanted condition, and the unwanted material manifestation. Now we're going to use two of the universal laws, the law of polarity, which is the law of opposites, like on a battery, plus and minus, and the law of substitution, to help you begin to construct a new story and refrain from telling your old story. In this example, I'm going to use money. So you have some old beliefs that are in your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind, your subjective mind. And this is where 95% to 96% of the game is played. And this is why your life simply has not and will not change until you deal with this. So some of the old beliefs that you may have about money are, I don't want any of the old world's goods. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Money is the root of all evil. It takes money to make money. Money doesn't grow on trees. A day late, a dollar short, that's the way I am. Money is hard to come by. The money just be burning my hand. Money is hard to keep. Money burns holes in my pockets. It's evil to think of money. I can't be too spiritual and earn all that money. I have a sneaky feeling I shouldn't have money. Money is filthy lucre. If I have money, I am greedy. Money is my God. So these are some contrary beliefs. Money in and of itself is neutral. It's what the person does with it that allows the judgment of whether something right was done with the money or something wrong was done with the money. So each of us have a relationship with money that's cradle to the grave. And to the degree that we establish, cultivate, nurture, and develop the relationship with money, to a large extent, it determines the result and the outcomes we will receive in every area of our life, especially in the five key areas, which is in terms of time, career, relationships, health, and finances. Your relationship with money influences all of this. So, to a major degree, to a large extent, if you are frustrated and irritated with yourself or the states of your relationship, the level that you're able to control of your time, your health, your bank statements, the current job that you have, or if you own your own business, the state of it, it's all being influenced, controlled, and manipulated by your relationship with money. So in order to improve the five key areas of your life, which will ultimately improve your life substantially, you're going to have to cultivate, nurture, and develop a more positive relationship with the phenomenon or the energy of money, because everything is energy. That's all there is, and everything exists right here, right now. You don't have to wait on anything. Everything's here now. So money is energy. If no one's told you, money is energy, and everything else is energy. And so you're going to have to develop a better relationship. You're going to have to switch from the negative to the positive. We talked about the law of polarity. And now the law of substitution says that you can only hold one thought in your mind at a time, either a positive thought or a negative thought. So if your bank statement is not reflecting necessarily the way that you want it to, you're probably on the opposite end of the law of polarity. You're dwelling, you're engulfing, you're participating in more negative interactions with money. I'll say it this way. Don't be indifferent with money. Don't be a hypocrite with money. And what I mean by that is, in your subconscious mind, I share several beliefs that you possibly could have. And these are money blockers or success blockers. And you will say on one end, money is not important. But you get on the freeway every morning at 7 a.m. to head into work to go make some money. So my question becomes, is money important or is money not important? If it's not important, don't get on the highway and drive to your job to go punch in and work 8 hours to receive some money. So this is where we have to set a clear intention and get on the right track about the phenomenon called money or the energy of money. We can't say one thing about it that's negative and then think that we're going to get a positive result or outcome towards it when we said it's not important, but we go to work 5 days a week for at least 40 hours a week. And some people are working 80 hours a week, two jobs, to try to get some money. But they're telling themselves in their internal dialogue and their self-talk and, you know, dismissing it when they're out with their friends and they can't pay the tab and their friends pay the tab and they want to declare and decree that money is not important. But they go to work for it 5 to 6 days a week, 20 to 22 days out of a month. So we have to become honest and sincere with ourselves and really establish a more positive relationship with money, because money is important. You can't navigate through this three-dimensional world without money. Like, if you go to the grocery store, you can't take a jug of milk and eggs up there and leave faith at the counter. You know, they're going to send either some people in white robes or people with the blue suits or black suits to come get you, because they're going to feel like something's wrong with you. So, yes, money is important. No, money is not everything. But you have to have it in order to navigate through this three-dimensional world. So in order for you to develop a more healthier relationship with money, the tool, the resource of energy that is put here to aid and assist you on your journey within this three-dimensional world, You're going to have to come clean. You're going to have to stop being a hypocrite about money. You're going to have to stop being indifferent about money and understand that you have a relationship with money, whether you're willing to acknowledge it or not, and that in order for you to do more, be more, and reach full expression, you're going to have to develop the relationship and refrain from all negative connotations with money. So I gave you the old beliefs. Now I want to give you some new beliefs that once you cancel out the old beliefs, you're going to have to replace the old beliefs, because those old beliefs can resurface or show back up 7 times stronger. So a new belief that you need to begin to plant in your subconscious mind just before 3 to 5 minutes before you drop off to sleep, and then again immediately when you arise within the first 5 minutes in the morning and you're in a theta state, impress this upon your subconscious mind. Money is the root of joy and comfort. Money grows like a seed. Money is a God idea. Money is good and very good. I'm going to do right by money. Money comes to me frequently and easily. Money is important. And it's a tool and resource to help me succeed. Money comes to me in avalanches of abundance. Money is a good servant. Money is my employee. It's sent to help me. Money is for my growth, development, and full expression. It can be very easy to have plenty of money. I have developed the discipline to manage my money effectively. I have wisened up and I do the right things with money now. Money is currency. It's supposed to flow. I am supposed to participate in the circulation of money every day. Money is a reward. Now, these are new beliefs that you have to work on daily, probably the next 60 to 90 days, to uproot the old beliefs that come from yourself, because you're walking around and thoughts, ideas, words are all around you and they're getting into you at all times, because you are awareness, you are consciousness. You know, me, myself, and I. This stuff is getting into you. See yourself as a 24-hour digital camera that's recording everything. You know, whether or not you're acknowledging this, you are recording everything. Everything is getting in you, good, bad, and different. And if you don't check it by challenging the thoughts, challenging the beliefs, challenging the expectations, challenging the words, challenging the ideas, challenging the thoughts, this stuff is getting into your subconscious mind. And you don't know where it's coming from, but it's still there. This is factual. This is true. So you're going to have to take dominion and authority and begin to purge your subconscious. You know, sit down with quiet time. Write down the thoughts, the ideas that's coming up in you, so you can see what you believe, so you can see what you're thinking within yourself. What are you believing within yourself? And then you'll begin to see things come up that you're able to write down, and then you can understand, like, hey, why I didn't reach that objective? Well, why didn't I accomplish that goal? Why is it that I try to save $500 and I'm never able to make it? It's because there's the thought, there's a belief, there's an expectation that's present that's keeping you from the goal you say you desire. So you got to deal with this stuff. You've got to purge your subconscious mind. You are not going to be able to manifest. You're not going to be able to demonstrate. You're not going to be able to appropriate more material phenomenon until you begin to work in harmony with your subconscious mind. And you're going to have to get your conscious mind and subconscious mind into alignment, into agreement, into congruency, so that you can express more material phenomenon. There is no limit. You can express. You know, you're working with the thinking stuff. Every day you're giving energy. Energy is flowing through the top of your head, and you're molding it, you're shaping it, you're forming it with your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, your words, your energy. You're broadcasting, you're sending out a signal to the universe, and the universe sends the experience back. There's also some words that you need to take out of your vocabulary, like want, W-A-N-T. You may need to get an 1828 Webster's Dictionary to see that that word means to lack. So when you say you want something, what you're saying is you don't have it. And so the universe only says yes. It says yes, it says not right now, and it says something better. So the universe is always saying yes, and so don't use the word want. Because when you say you want something, you're telling the universe that you don't have it, and the universe is saying yes, you don't have it. It's just telling you back, like the mirror, you don't have it. And then the word need also means lack, and it's destructive. It's kind of like beggarly. It's saying it's emotionally tied, and it's more of a beggar mentality, and it's broadcasting, I don't have it. I don't have the capability to get it. I don't have it. I want it. But I don't think I can get it. And so that's why your circumstances line up in agreement. You're not able to afford $5 worth of gas. You're not able to get your coffee, and you really want the coffee while you're heading to work to sit down in a cubicle for 8 hours. So we need to understand that the power of life and death is in our tongue, and that we need to begin to check our feelings and check our emotions and really watch our thoughts, because that leads to our words. And when you speak a word, you can't get the word back. It goes into the atmosphere or into the ethers, and it will not return back void. So you are a farmer, and every word that you plant is a seed, and it's guaranteed to bring back a harvest. So two words that you definitely want to take out of your vocabulary is the word want and the word need. You need to use more better words like desire or require. Desire or require. Don't say, I want this. Say, I desire this. Don't say, I need this. Say, I require this. And then state why you require it. See, when something becomes a non-negotiable, when you become desperate and you make up your mind you're going to have it, you will have it. There's no way around it. A lot of times we're in our own way. What is going on the outside has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Remember, I said you would have to become stronger than your environment. Your environment is controlling you. But you are the one that's limitless. Me, myself, and I. You are consciousness. You are self-awareness. You are the observer. You are mindfulness. You can create anything that you want. And I'm going to say it this way. Just like all the negative things that you created in your life that you don't want, you can create the positive things in your life that you do desire, that you do require. That means your dream job or dream career or your own business. That means a certain car you may have desired. That means a bigger apartment, a condo, your own home. Even if you don't have income right now, you can manifest a home if you have not been able to manifest a home or a car or food. Whatever you desire, whatever you require, right now, you can take your thoughts, you can take your belief, you can take your words, you can take your expectation and create any good thing that you desire or require. You can do it right now. You don't need no one to teach you. You don't need no one to hold your hand and walk you through it. You can do it right now, just on pure belief. If you can create the feeling of the wish fulfilled, the result, the outcome has no option but to come. And I feel this is really resonating strong with someone in the audience. You may be homeless, or you may be on drugs. You can get off drugs right now. You can go cold turkey. All you have to do is make up your brilliant mind and make a decision. Don't worry about the how. Like Nike, just do it. Just make a decision. You don't need heroin. You don't need cocaine. You don't need marijuana. You don't need alcohol. You don't need sex. You don't need none of that. You're all sufficient. You're sovereign. I'm going to repeat this. With no training, no one to hold your hand, no mentor, no coach, right here, right now, you can take your belief, your faith, your thoughts, your words, your expectations, and change your life for the better or change your life for the best instantaneously, immediately, straightway, right here, right now, at your own volition. With those simple things, your thoughts, your belief, your words, your expectations, and your action through making a decision. You are God in action. Here's how you're going to shake yourself up. Movement. If you get your body moving, you'll shake out of depression. You'll shake out of anxiety. You'll shake out of fear. Just start moving. Do a jumping jack. Just start running. Just start moving around. Start bouncing around. Everything is energy. That's all there is. Everything is energy. That's all there is. Everything is energy. That's all there is. Everything that was is here now, and it'll always be here now. You don't have to wait on nothing. You don't have to wait on nobody. Everything is energy. Take it. Inform whatever you desire, whatever you require. Form a reward that you want. Let's stretch ourselves. Let's not reach for something that we can do. Let's reach for something we can't do. If you're making $50,000 a year, hey, why not make $100,000? Or if you're making $100,000 a year, why not reach for $200,000 or $225,000? If you're making $200,000 right now, how about double it? Let's go for 400,000. There's no limits except those you put on yourself or those you allow to be forced on you by others. There is no limit. You are a limitless being. You are consciousness. You are awareness. You are the observer. You are mindfulness. Get out of your own way. Nobody can stop you but you. Stop blaming everybody for your missteps. That's you. Sabotaging your own success. Remember, we think in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but our looking glass. So it's not our boss that's holding our salary down. No one can determine how much money you can bring in except you. It's your BS, your belief system. It's your beliefs. It's your thoughts. It's your words. It's your expectations. Every day, you're having internal dialogue. You're having self-talk. You're having self-conversations. So when I was little, they used to say, you're crazy if you talk to yourself. Or you may see a person walking down the street and they're talking to themselves and you call them crazy. But the opposite is true. You're crazy if you don't talk to yourself. Because your whole life is being expressed out of the conversation that you're having with yourself. The reason that you are broke is because you've been telling yourself that you're broke. You've been thinking broke. You've been believing broke. You've been hung up on broke, so that's why you're broke. It has nothing to do with how much you make on your job. It has nothing to do with how many hours you work. It has nothing to do with saving and what you buy and what you don't buy, or whether what you buy is good or what you buy is bad. Einstein said it this way, nothing is right or wrong, but thinking makes it so. So if you go out there and you buy a beer and you drink it and you feel guilty about it, then you've made the purchase bad. So we really, really need to dial in and tune into our thoughts and our beliefs and our value system and really take back control of our life, take control of our time, and see that we've been sold a bill of goods. We're allowing others to manipulate our lives instead of taking ownership, standing on our own 2 feet, and living our life to the fullest. No one's thinking inside your head except you. So if you allow others' thoughts, feelings, and emotions to permeate within your mind, it's on you. You have to take ownership of your right to be here in this three-dimensional world. And you do that daily by thinking, by believing, by speaking, by expecting, by taking actions and making decisions. And to the measure you fail to do that, your results and your outcomes will land accordingly. There is no guesswork. There is no luck. There is no happenstance. None of that. Everything is happening from you. One man said it this way, life is 98%. What happens to you, and then 2% how you react to it. But you're creating everything. I went back last night and watched Matrix, the original Matrix, and I recommend that to everyone because you're creating your own reality. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Your imagination is creating your reality. Your beliefs is creating your reality. Your emotions are creating your reality. It's time for you to take back control over your life and create the reality that you desire, that you require. Stop acting like you're powerless. You are an infinite being. You're limitless. You have all power. You're sovereign. You are consciousness. You are awareness. You are the observer. Me, myself, and I. That's you. You're live on the Sophomore Project, The Experience, Volume 1. This thing will be epic. It's going to another stratosphere. It's going to another epicenter. It's going beyond the quantum. You witnessed it here first with your host, Lee. Do your homework. And until the next episode, have fun through discovery.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact. With your host.
With your host.
Lee.
Your host,
Lee.
Your host,
Lee.
Your host,
Lee.